With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
I don't know much about it, but here's my opinion anyway.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Yeah, I was morally against the owners and everything they stand for, but now we're winning, I'll defend them with my life.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Ian, can you get back in quickly, please? Ian?
Quick as you were at the start of your career, not your testimonial.
Running all the way. What's wrong? What's going on?
Have you seen the news? We're back on earlier than we thought.
I got a Twix from the vending machine. Do you want half, by the way? Half as in one finger, not half of one finger.
Have you just seen the news, Ian?
What, about Twixes? Oh, they're not woke now, are they?
About Tommy Cones.
Tommy Cones?
Yeah, Tommy Cones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Tommy Cones. No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, not the father of football.
Tommy Cones.
Oh, God rest his soul.
Well, not yet.
Oh, God. Nearly?
Nearly. Imminent.
God,
it's coming.
Keep his soul and then rest it when it happens. Is there an ETA on his RIP?
Soon. Very soon. Like minutes, mate.
Phil Babb's on next, though. He's got a really funny story about go-karting with Roy Evans.
Well, we're going to have to pull it. We can't talk about go-karting with Tommy Cones on his deathbed.
You're right, yeah, yeah. In fact, I see you've put on your black broadcasting suit. Shall I whip mine on too?
I have, yeah. Get it on, Ian. Get it on. It'll be in the corner there under that Rothmans football yearbook.
Yeah, I got it. Blimey, not much of the suit left. There's just the jacket and the tie. Has Ray Leppard been at these?
Well, he might be the same size. Just stick them on.
I'm putting them on.
What you got. Why are you taking your trousers off? If you've got none to change into.
Well, it
seems counterproductive.
I think it's disrespectful to wear jeans to a funeral, Anthony.
So you're wearing a black jacket, a black tie, but no shirt and trousers. You're about to break the news of someone's death dressed like a Chippendale. That's not in the protocol, mate.
Shall I get a bin liner?
There's no time to do anything. We are on. They are.
Balls out.
They're playing the special Someone's Dying Sports Horn Sting.
Jesus, this is real. This is real, isn't it?
Fuck, it is real. This is real. This is what we dreamed.
Yeah,
you know, this is
happening.
What we're here for. Good luck, Ian. Good luck.
Good luck, Anthony.
Let go of my hand.
Yep.
Sports Horn. Remembering the sporting fallen 24 hours a day. The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Sponsored by Terry's Waste. Trust Terry with your waste.
You're listening to a rather somber Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And Anthony Richardson. If you've just woken up, if you're just tuning in, if you haven't yet heard the news, let Ian and I be the voice of your pain.
Your shoulder to cry on.
Your grief vassal.
Your mourn hub.
For it is with great sadness that we announce...
Exclusively announce...
The father of football, Tommy Cones, England's greatest ever manager, is sadly, badly ill.
Sadly, badly.
Tommy Cones, known by so many of us, of course, as Bommy Bones, due to a permanent cold, managed 30 clubs in a 50-year managerial career, winning every trophy in existence multiple times apart from the international tournaments, which so sadly eluded him.
Sadly, badly.
Bommy Bones lived his life in 90 minutes, Ian, but now it appears that his time is up.
He's deep into the injury time of his own existence, defending a corner.
We'll keep you updated with news until it happens. You are listening to a special Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I'm Terry from Terry's Waste. We're deeply saddened to hear the news of the current famous personality who has passed or nearly passed. Insert personality is or was greatly loved by us here at Terry's Waste. Terry's Waste will remain closed as a mark of respect. Trust Terry with your waste.
Oh, that was okay, Ian. Good tone.
Was it?
Good
yeah.
tone. Keep
I think
it going.
I got the tone right.
Keep it going.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian, Bommy Bones was, he still is, a top, 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 top man.
I would actually go further than that, Anthony. He is and was a top, 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 top man. I knew him well, and my dear friend Steve Bold knew him very, very very well, and I'll be thinking of him and Bommy Bones equally during this sad time.
And his family, you'll be thinking of
yes,
his family.
I often think of his daughter, so that will come as second nature to me.
Mate Kaysen, our new outside reporter, is outside Bommy's home. Outside, Mate Kaysen.
Mate.
It must be a somber mood there, mate.
Oh, it is, mate. I'm standing on a stepladder outside his electric gate. And I can see the mood in his open-plan living come dining room. It's that of deep personal reflection for his close family and friends, and by extension, the whole nation who looked at him as a close family and friend.
Not just the whole nation, but the whole football nation. Any updates on his health, mate?
Nothing that hasn't been already updated, mate.
What can you glean?
I can glean so much and yet so little.
Mm.
The body language of his family, who are sat quietly beside him while he reclines peacefully on what looks like a 9-seater corner sofa in tasteful green velvet, is the body language of sadness. As a nation holds its breath, we wait.
Mate.
But the answer will be imminent. His health is fading. He is very nearly deceased. In transfer parlance, this is close to being a done deal.
Mate Kaysen, this is your first job in sports reporting. It will be a moment you'll remember for your entire life, just as the whole football nation will remember this for their entire football lives.
I'm privileged and touched in my personal capacity, Anthony. This is what I dreamed of as a child, to be perched up a ladder, staring through some binoculars I bought in Curry's PC World on the way here. Lenses which I have to clean with a hanky every so often. Such is the emotion within myself. This man has given the football world so much. So much. So much.
Thanks, mate.
Mate.
What's your favourite memory of Bommy Bones then, Ian?
Oh, there's just too many to mention.
Far too many to mention. So many to mention, aren't there?
We all know the stories. Mm. They've been told so often.
So true. Okay, let's pause for a moment then. And each of us up and down the country, let's remember those famous stories about the man, the legend, Bommy Bones.
Cheeky's Nightclub in Tamworth remembers Tommy Combs.
Say RIP Tommy to the doorman on entry and receive half price on selected Alco Pops.
It's what he would have and may still wanted.
Wonderful stories.
Yeah.
It's important to say, though, that he hasn't passed just yet.
Oh, yes, he's still clinging on, just as we'd all expect. He is a fighter.
I'm not a betting man. I'm not a betting man, but I'd even bet on him to pull through here. Strong as an ox he is, even at the ripe old age of 98, although it would, of course, be incredibly disrespectful to place odds on his survival. But if we did have odds, I would put them at evens, at least.
98 was his highest league points tally as a manager. It's a fitting number.
It's poignant, Anthony. It's poignant. And I'm sure all the greats of the game would like to die at the number of points of their greatest season.
Mm.
As long as it was natural, that they weren't being artificially kept alive just for the sake of it.
I'd say Neil Warnock wouldn't, but many of the successful managers who got good points tallies...
Warnock accepted.
His team that season scored 99 goals.
And
I cannot fathom it.
He would dearly love to see that total. If they can keep him ticking over until that moment, I say go for it. Doctors, you have the football world's blessing here.
So many tributes are pouring in from you, the fans, the football fans, the fans, of course, of all the clubs he managed. But let's hear from those that are most important, the men who worked with him. Let's hear from Phil Babb.
A sad time for you, Phil. Tell us your favourite stories of the man, which everyone knows so much they don't need telling. And if you could respectfully finish with that tale of go-karting with Roy Evans, that would be mint.
He won't do that, Ian. Not today. Let's lay that to rest.
Well,
like
we're
laying him to rest.
We need laughter in our pain, Anthony.
Phil Babb, or to give you his full name, Phil Babb, will be right after these respectful adverts. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
and Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Tommy Bommy Bones Cones, by all those who knew him most. In association with DraculaTeeth.co.uk. Sink your teeth into daily discounts and cash prizes, respectfully.
Oh, gosh. So sad.
That's bloody
so bloody sad.
It's really bloody sad.
Bloody sad. Sad.
Do we know what's actually wrong with him? Old age, I'm imagining.
Well, actually, yes, old age. Yeah, of course old age. Of course old age. But the official news is he's passing in his sleep.
Yeah.
But word on is that he's had an accident at the dog racing track he had built on his land. To race his beloved greyhounds.
Well, not his beloved greyhounds. What, you mean Dixie and Dean?
Yeah, those rascals, Dixie and Dean. Of course, we saw them on Football Focus. We saw them
many times.
Sunday Supplement. We saw them on various previews. Monday Night Football did a feature. He was racing them this morning, and he got his cardigan stuck on the little robot rabbit that speeds around the track.
Jesus, the beloved robot rabbit caught him and took him round the track.
The beloved, yeah, it sadly did. It dragged the poor man 100 yards at 40 miles an hour.
Dear God.
I know, and his weight meant the rabbit was travelling slower than necessary to escape the greyhounds.
The beloved greyhounds.
The beloved greyhounds. Dixie caught up with him and attacked him, adding insult to injury.
Well, that's a shock.
That is a shock,
That is
awful.
A shock. I would have thought Dean would have got there first.
Well,
not Dixie. Yeah. Dean's always been the quicker of those two
He's
dogs.
He's got a yard of pace on him. I'll tell you what. How long we got? Yeah, okay, cool. Should we film ourselves being sad for social media?
Top
paying
idea.
Paying our respects.
Yeah, let's go for that respectfully.
Okay, can you do up your jacket first so we can't see your naked chest?
Yep, better do this right.
Okay, come here a little bit, squeeze in.
Yeah.
And three, two, what's that in your hand?
That's my Twix.
Right, why are you holding a Twix?
Well, I told you, I got it from the vending machine.
Why pose with it?
Well, he loved his chocolate, did Tommy Chomes.
He did like his chocolate, but I think it's too solemn of an occasion to be eating chocolate at this moment, at this juncture.
Maybe you're right. So, how about this? I unwrap the Twix, I go to eat it, and then I shake my head as if to say no. No, it's too much. It's too solemn of an occasion to be eating that Twix.
Well, you've got two fingers of a Twix. How about you eat one to respect the fact that he did like his chocolate, and then you solemnly refuse to eat the other one in respect?
I could eat one respectfully and then place the other one even more respectfully on this Google image of him I've got open on my Amazon Fire.
I do think that makes sense.
Yeah,
I do think that's what I would want.
Both respectfully eating and respectfully not eating.
Let's get it done. Recording. Yeah. And cut there. And cut there.
No, that felt respectful. That felt right,
that
didn't
it? That felt good.
Didn't it?
That felt good. That will get numbers. Respectful numbers.
I've got something respectfully lodging in my teeth.
Just think, mate. We're the ones broadcasting his death. That is crazy, isn't
it?
That is
fucking cool, isn't it? I hope my ex-wife Denise is listening to this one. I do send her a reminder to listen each day, so she should be.
Well, she'll be so proud.
And horny. Grief and that brings out sex drive in people, doesn't it?
I think so.
People fancy each other at funerals, Anthony.
Well, not when they've got no trousers on.
Well, get that bin liner. Let me get the bin liner.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Remembering the late Tommy Cones.
And he's done it! Arms aloft, Tommy Cones has won the cup!
a historic piece of commentary. We all remember where we were when that happened. Ian, you were on the field that day on the losing team.
I was, yes, a wonderful moment. Not at the time, of course. It was a bitter, bitter blow for us to lose that game.
Yeah.
In fact, the chairman gambled the club's existence on it. Overspent way beyond our means that season. We were relegated the next. We sank like a stone through the divisions. And the ground was eventually sold off to Bill and Morrison's. But, you know, I honestly wouldn't have it any other way. He was such a good manager, it was a privilege to fold the club for him.
And still, the tributes are pouring in on social media. Teddy Sheringham says, "What a legend. Hope you pull through, buddy. Hashtag ad." Gianfranco Zola has attached one of Bombi Jones's famous red tracksuits to helium balloons in the shape of hearts, and he's let them off into the sky.
That's class.
Oh, that's class.
That is class. His tracksuit will arrive in heaven before he does.
Oh, gosh, yes. And unless it gets caught in a tree.
Yeah, or unless it gets sucked up by the engines of a jet plane, killing hundreds.
Hundreds of people who'd be honoured to lay down their lives, yes, for the father of football, Lobby Loams.
What a class act by Gianfranco Zola.
What a class act. Zola, one of football's gentlemen.
Oh, he's an honorary Englishman. I always say that. The least foreign of all the foreigners, in my opinion, apart from Dietmar Hamann, who loves his cricket.
He loves his cricket.
He loves it.
And this footage of Secret Strip Bar in Nottingham, the ladies all paying their respects to one of their most generous patrons. Look here, Ian, they take off their bras the footage.
No, I won't look at that. That's distasteful. Mm. I will look at it, but it is distasteful.
To reveal a second black bra with his face on, blue tacked on underneath.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. I'm glad they, yeah. A touching tribute, indeed, from a place where there's actually a no-touching policy, I've heard.
Mate Kaysen is still up that stepladder, mate.
And so privileged to be here, mate.
Mate, it's like transfer deadline day. But unlike transfer deadline day, we don't know exactly what time death's window will slam shut.
And no one's prodding a purple dildo in my face.
Indeed. I'm imagining that where you are, both nothing has happened and everything has happened at the same time, mate.
That's exactly right, mate. Hundreds of fans are turning up to the stadiums he managed in up and down the country with flowers and with cards. Let's hope they hold on to their receipts because he is still very much alive.
Any updates on that aliveness?
Nothing has changed since I last spoke to you, but just so I can fill some airtime, let me tell you a touching story. I just spoke to Tommy's window cleaner, who was lucky enough to know the great man on a nearly personal level. He said, "I cleaned his windows once a month. He always paid in cash."
That is so touching.
That's incredible.
That is so touching.
It's amazing.
That, despite all the success, he still carried cash. That's what we can glean from that, yeah.
He's doing his windows now, in fact. Such is the level of respect he has for what the fans and press called the father of football.
Will the window cleaner still get paid if Tommy dies halfway through, though? That's my concern.
Good question, yeah.
That is a good question, Ian, mate. I guess it's fate.
Keep us updated with the update. Let's go to Taj with the news, which will also be about Tommy Cones.
The EM5 Ankles Breakfast Show. So sad.
Ex-Spurs and England keeper Ian Walker here.
The EM5 Ankles Breakfast Show. So sad.
Oh, I feel like we're part of history.
Yeah.
This is history. This is like with JFK.
Yeah.
This is, do you feel, I feel so alive.
Absolutely.
We're part of history.
We are part of top history.
World class history.
Well, it's not quite world class though, is it, Anthony? That would be if we get to actually break the news of his passing live on air.
Yeah, good
now,
point.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong, but time's actually running out if we're going to be announcing his death live on our show.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
And then Drew Fibonacci's filling in for Ray Leppard after us on the top Premier League preview show. Drew Fibonacci.
Yeah.
If that prick breaks the news, he doesn't even like football. Why is he doing the big Premier League preview show again? He doesn't like football.
He and Kitty Spink have chemistry, apparently.
No, you don't. They don't. She doesn't even like him.
Yeah, well, they're flirting on air, I think, is very fake.
If Fobby Foam dies during their show, they'll become the king and queen of radio.
Come on, Flobby. Get on with it, you selfish bastard.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, horning minute-by-minute commentary of the deteriorating health of beloved manager Tommy Cones from the rooftops.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. We've been here on the radio all morning, hourly holding your hand as we await news on the father of football, Vommy Vones, and we'll be with you until the end, his end, the end of an era. Or until 10 o'clock this morning, which is rapidly approaching.
Ian Five Ankles.
Any update, mate?
No, mate.
Some touches of class around the country. Five primary schools in Wokingham have joined forces to create the great man's face out of plasticine, Lego, and whatever arts and crafts resources they can find. Their plan is to make the biggest face collage in the world on Walter County Infant School Playground, and they'll be opening that up to the public. And they've already started on his beard, Ian.
I don't actually remember him ever having a beard.
Well, there's a lot of cotton wool in primary schools. It's a class act from a class group of schools.
It is a class act, yes.
As he would so much appreciate.
Yeah, I'd still show him the video of the strippers ahead of this, though.
And with just so little time of our show remaining, let's hear an amazing story from Brentford, where he managed 25 years ago. Known as the Bees, but did you know they keep bees at Brentford still? They have their own beekeeper. Well, a beekeeper by tradition must inform his bees that their owner has died. That's the tradition. And Cooks Yarbrook is the beekeeper at Brentford, and he's on the line. Cooks, are you there?
Speaking, or should I say, beaking.
That's a funny joke. Important that we can still laugh as a nation amidst the indescribable pain.
Yes, indeed. Laughter in pain.
Life must go on.
Hold on, Cooks Yarbrook. Mate Kayson, any update, mate?
No, mate.
Great. Cooks Yarbrook, you will inform the bees about Bonnie Clones' passing. Have you kept them updated as to his sickness, just so it doesn't come as too much of a shock?
I have told them he's very poorly and they are a bit subdued. They're dancing much less than usual.
What does honey taste like after you've told them their father has died?
It tastes of insects' tears. It will be on sale in the club shop at a special memorial price of £6.99, which is £2 under the RRP.
The RIP.
Will the other clubs he managed do the same?
They will, indeed. Every single club Tommy managed in his long and illustrious career. Watford will notify their Hornets. Derby County will tell their Rams. Crystal Palace will inform their Eagle. Swansea will speak with their Swans. Brighton will summon their Seagulls. Chelsea will proclaim it to their pensioners. Newcastle will mention it to their Magpies.
Any update, mate?
No, mate.
Bristol City will reveal it to their Robins. Huddersfield Town will talk to their Terriers, as will Hull City to their Tigers, Barnsley to their Tykes, and Bolton to their Trotters. Burton will bellow the news to their Brewers. Fleetwood will call up their Cods.
Any update, mate?
No, mate.
Sake.
Will Charlton advise their Addicts?
Indeed they will, yes, as will QPR, their Rs. Sheffield Wednesday will organise their Owls. It will be implied to Lincoln's Imps.
Any update, mate?
No, mate.
Wimbledon will whisper to their Wombles. Northampton will call up their Cobblers.
Well, let's not forget the clubs he managed in Scotland.
Jesus Christ.
Dundee United will tell their Tangerines. Hearts will impart to their Jam Tarts. Partick will chinwag with their Jags and Harry Rags. Ross County will flaggy with their Staggies. Hamilton Academicals.
We have an update, mate.
We have an update. Thank you, Cooks Yarbrough.
Well, that's a shame. I was getting into that.
We have breaking news from the Bommy Bones estate. Important breaking news at 9:59 a.m. Mark your watches, everyone. Stop what you were doing. Hold your breaths and prepare to be told the untellable. Mate Kayson is still outside the house. What can you tell us, mate, on this dark day for us and indeed the nation? A country holds its breath.
It's good news, Anthony. He's going to survive.
I'm sorry?
He's woken up. He's responding well to treatment. He's walking about his beloved house, the house he beloves so well.
Ah, what?
Breaking news.
In association with Terry's Waste, now open as usual. Trust Terry with your waste.
Tubby Tomes is not dying after all. Fantastic news for the football nation. Please continue as you were. The news has ended.
Jubilant scenes in his living room as a family.
Yeah, shut up, mate. It's over now.
Can we listen to Phil Babb's story about go-karting with Roy Evans
I'm
now?
I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Enjoy Drew Fibonacci scrabbling for content in the light of that unexpected and uplifting news. See you tomorrow.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Hallelujah.
And we are done!
Can I
yes!
eat that Twix now?
Are you still there, mate?
No, we're out of here, mate!
I'm going bowling with Nicky Weaver now.
I regret to inform you that Tommy Cones has in fact died. His up and aboutness was fleeting, just like the nation's hopes. And what a scene of intense sadness here. The mood has darkened metaphorically, but also
he's
tangibly.
Dead. He's dead!
He snuffed his lid! Get us back on the air! Bring us back up!
Regurgitating the Twix!
This is an emergency!
And now for a special announcement from the big, big, big Premier League preview show with Kitty Spink and Drew Fibonacci.
Bring us back on the fucking radio!
Good morning, I'm Drew Fibonacci.
It's only 10:01!
And it's with great sadness that we bring you the news we all feared.
Fuck,
in the last
no,
few
no.
weeks, the father of football, Tommy Cones, has passed away.
Fuck!
He was 98.
No! Fuck you, Drew Fibonacci! Fucking Nudgee! Fuck you, Drew!
I'm just wondering if the winner came and got paid.
Fuck you, Drew!
I'm Phil Barb, and let me tell you about the time I went go-karting with Roy Evans.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.